Blog Talk Radio.
To join us and listen in on tonight. I am excited. It's been a minute. I feel like I was just here last week, but for some reason I feel like I haven't been in tune for weeks and months, and I don't know. I've just been feeling like I'm just being in autopilot. And today is the first day I feel a sense of energy surging through me. I feel excited again. I'm ready to bring forth what God has for you on tonight. What he had for me was for me, and what he has for you is for you. And I know that when God deals with me in certain areas of my life, and he begins to minister to me, and he begins to give me a word of wisdom, a word of exhortation, a word to empower and encourage me, he gives me that, and it helps me. But I also know it's for me to pass on. And many times what happens is we become hoarders. We become hoarders of the word of God. We become hoarders of the testimonies that God has given us. And so we hold on to that stuff like it's ours, like it belongs to us, like we gave it to ourselves. And the reality of it is we didn't give it to ourselves. It is not ours to hold on to, but it's ours to pass on to the next person, to help the next person get over the hump, to help the next person pull up out of the miry clay, the ditch, to help the next person. Because oftentimes the only God that people will see is in us. I'm going to repeat that. Oftentimes the only God that people will see is in us. So when we operate and be obedient to what he's called us to do, and we begin to move in the things that he's telling us, that he's speaking through us, that he's showing us through dreams, visions, and ideas, whatever he's telling us, when we begin to be obedient to speak and do that thing, we're blessed because he's continuously blessing us to be a blessing unto others. So I just wanted to share that because I believe that this is something that he gave to me, and I want to share with you, and hopefully someone on tonight will hear what I'm sharing, and it would be just what you needed for a time such as this. Father God, we welcome you into this place on tonight. Have your way, Lord, that you may get the glory in everything that's being said on tonight, Father. Father God, pray for each person that's listening in, whether it's remote or whether they're in the studio, Lord. I pray that you will bless them exceedingly, abundantly, above all they could think or ask. I pray, Father God, that this will be a rhema word on tonight, and that no one that hears the word on tonight will leave here the same way as they came. But, Father, that they will be encouraged, that they will be empowered, that they will be inspired, Father God, to continue the race that has been set before them, Father God, keeping their eyes on the prize. So, Father, I just thank you on tonight. Have your way. I die completely of self, that your spirit will rise up on the inside, Father, and speak to your people. Father, we love you, Lord. We love you. We trust you. And you are worthy of all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, I want to welcome you in to the studio on tonight. Tonight's subject is renewable energy. Renewable energy. And that came to mind as I was in my quiet time for the last few days, but particularly today it stood out loud. And I was like, okay, renewable energy. Because I work in, I work for a corporation that literally manufactures solar products. So we are a solar cold chain solution. So we manufacture solar boxes that are cold boxes, which are containers, 40 and 20-foot containers that are totally being energized by solar power. They're totally off-grid, solar power, and they provide refrigeration and freezing temperatures for whatever, food or meats and dairy and whatever things that need refrigeration and freezer, and there's not a grid system. And we know that here in the U.S., our grids, our infrastructure is pretty strong. So we have a pretty good system here. Doesn't mean we can't be attacked. Doesn't mean that anything couldn't happen. It's just that we're a little bit, our infrastructure is a little stronger than other countries. So our product is really good for it pulls a lot of interest from countries such as Africa, Indonesia, Thailand, Iran, all these various countries that do not have a guaranteed grid, meaning they don't always get electricity. They can't just always get the internet. And so our solution gives them the ability to be able to plug into auxiliary power, be able to utilize the solar power from the daylight hours, the sunlight, to keep the, you know, to get the power. And so tonight we're going to talk about that because I thought about it. I said, okay, I know a little bit about renewable energy, and I'm going to talk based on that. I'm not an expert in renewable energy, but I know enough about renewable energy. So the first portion of this is probably going to be a little draggy, especially if you're not techie. You're going to be like, oh, my gosh, Coach D, where are you going with all this? But I want to lay the foundation, and I want you to understand renewable energy. I'm not going to go in deep detail, but I want to give you enough so that when I now switch this over to why it's important for us to know this, then you're going to understand. Because oftentimes while we are ineffective in our walk, while we are ineffective about the things of God, is because we really don't have a perception. We really don't have a perception of what it is God really wants us to do. We read the word, we hear promises, we hear conditions, we hear these things. But for some reason, we're not converting those words. We're not converting them in our brain for us to be able to get a picture on the inside so that we can manifest those things on the outside. So that's why I'm going to give you a picture about something that's a fact. This is the natural. But I want you to know that spiritual supersedes the natural. So let me start with the natural so it's tangible for you. And then I'm going to convert this natural over to the spiritual. So just bear with me here. So what is solar energy? Solar energy is that's produced by sunlight. Sounds pretty simplistic, right? It's produced by sunlight. It's a photovoltaic energy, and it's warmth, solar thermal, for the generation of electricity or the production of heat. It's inexhaustible and renewable. Since it comes from the sun, solar energy is harnessed using panels and mirrors. Now, I just want you to picture that. And most of us have seen a solar panel. So it's not like we haven't. Most of us have seen it. We understand that it's panels. It's little panels. And they're mirrored. So they reflect the sunlight. Okay? I want you to get this picture. This is going to be important. So as I'm speaking, even though it sounds bored, just try to hear it. Try to listen. So the photovoltaic solar cells convert sunlight directly into electricity by the so-called photovoltaic effect. Now, I'm probably not pronouncing that right, but you're going to get it, by which certain materials are able to absorb photons, and photons are light particles, and liberate electrons, generating an electric current. On the other hand, solar thermal collectors use panels are mirrors to absorb and concentrate the sun's heat, transforming it into a fluid and conducting it through pipes to use it in buildings and installations, and also for electricity production, which is known as solar thermoelectric. Okay, so we got the basic of what solar energy is. It's drawn from the sun. We don't have to know all the details. Just know that it's a reflection. It's reflected and drawn from the sun. Why is it important? Why is renewable energy important? It's important because renewable energy will not run out, ever. Other sources of energy are finite, meaning they don't last. They'll eventually drain. We hear this. We'll eventually use it all up. Fossil fuel, most of this stuff we're going to eventually use all up, or even in some cases, maybe some of the fuel we're getting from other countries. And all we have to do is go at war with another country that could stop us from getting a certain fuel that now we can't, you know, now either we can't get it, we've seen, or either we're getting it, but the cost is so costly that it's going to get to a point where people can't even afford it. So renewable energy never goes away. It's from the natural sunlight, okay, or solar energy. So that's why it's important. That's why you see so many, you start starting to see renewable energy. You're starting to see a transition where people are starting to go to solar. They're putting solar panels on their homes for energy. Everything is starting to switch over, and they're understanding the dynamics. It's cheaper. You know, it's cheaper. We have some people that's using a solar energy for their home, and they're selling this energy back to the electricity companies. So you can see why it's popular. You can see why it's needed. You can see why it's important. We know that other sources of energy will someday deplete. They won't be there. They just won't be available. Solar energy, on the other hand, will never die of shining, since the sun still has 6.5 billion years of life. So now this is not Coach D. This is according to NASA. The sun has 6.5 billion years of life, according to NASA. Indeed, rather less time. Solar technology in some countries have evolved to compete with conventional sources. We see that here in the U.S. It competes with conventional sources of electricity. In just a few decades' time, it will become the major part of sustainable energy systems for the world. We see it. We see that manifesting. Additionally, the conditions for the development of solar energy could not be more perfect. The sun bathes the earth hourly with enough light. Now, here it is. The sun bathes the earth hourly with enough light and heat to fulfill global needs for a whole year. In other words, solar radiation can satisfy our energy needs 4,000 times over. Okay, so you understand, I told you what solar energy is. I told you why solar energy is important. Now, that's the natural, and we understand it because it's in the natural. We understand why it would benefit us as humans to learn more about and embrace solar energy, correct? So earlier in the show, I told you I was going to make an attempt. I feel like I don't want to use that word evil. I don't want to say evil. But some of you guys who are my age, and if I tell you this, I'm going to tell my age. But some of y'all remember this motorcycle enthusiast named Evil Knievel, and he used to do all kind of tricks. I know that's a terrible name. That was definitely a terrible name. But this man used to jump the Grand Canyon with his motorcycle. I mean, he did just what would appear to be humanly impossible tricks on his motorcycle to do. So that came to mind because I'm thinking in my mind, now I'm going to attempt to take what I told you about solar energy in the natural, and I'm going to convert this to the spiritual. So as I begin to really read about solar energy and understand how it functions and how it reflects from the sun, to draw the light from the sun, what that reminded me of is us and God. It reminded me of God's word as our renewable energy. It's infinite. It will never run out, while other sources of our energy fail us. What's those sources of energy? We rely on sleep. Yes, sleep is good, but sleep and any other stimulants only last for so long before you need more. How many of us wake up in the morning and say, oh, I need a cup of coffee? It's a stimulant. The caffeine is a stimulant. And we say, oh, I need this coffee. I need to get my energy. But then we drink that cup of coffee. By what time of the day are we sleepy again? That we don't have energy, that we're dragging, that we're crashing. So we know that sleep and other stimulants only last for so long. They don't last always. We need it again. Vitamins. That's another thing that's supposed to give us energy. But the vitamins are only as good as the brand that you choose, so it has to be a good brand. You have to take it consistently. You can't take it once a week. You have to take it consistently. And it's only as good as your body's ability to properly absorb the nutrients in the vitamins. So if your body is not absorbing vitamin D or vitamin E, because of something else that's going on with your body, then guess what? Those vitamins are none and void. Relaxation. Oh, we all love relaxation, and we find various ways to relax. Some of us find going to get a massage relaxing. Some of us find just sitting outside on the grass at the park looking at the sky relaxing. Some of us just find relaxation sitting in front of a TV with a remote flipping through channels. We have so many different things that we could do that provide us with relaxation, vacations, travel, cruises, whatever that thing is. But even with that, we cannot relax 24/7. It's going to be something that come up that we need to do, whether it's work or take care of the spouse or take care of the children, whatever that thing is, that's not going to allow us to relax 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. It's not going to happen. So, again, we're left with trying to renew our energy. And as I thought about all the natural things we do to allow our bodies to renew, to get back on track, to get our energy, I find that nothing that I could think of and nothing that compared to the Word of God, nothing that compared to being in the presence of God through worship and through prayer and through His Word that rejuvenates. If you really want to get rejuvenated, if you really need to be renewed, if you really need that energy, that solar energy, that renewable, infinite energy that's going to last you, then you need to tune in to the sun. And I'm not speaking of the S-U-N. I'm speaking of the S-O-N, the Son of God, that you need to connect to. And you need to draw from His everlasting, infinite energy that gives us that push to continue on the path, to continue on this race that we're running. And the Word of God tells us, it's not just me saying this. You know, I hear people say, we better just stick to the Word of God. We better stick to the Word of God. We better preach the gospel. We better preach the gospel. We can't stray away from that. Definitely. But one of the things I really want to warn us against is because the letter killeth and the spirit gives life. And we could speak so much to the letter of things that people lose the power, the dunamis, that power, because they're only getting the letter. And again, people can't do what they can't see. People can't do what they can't see. So I just want to, we set up under the Word in church, people 30, 40, 50 years, and never even had a relationship with God. Some people sat in church and never accepted Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior. Some people never even said the sinner's prayer. Some people never confessed with their mouth nor believed in their heart. So if you didn't do this, but you're sitting in church for 30 years, and this is not a negative connotation towards the church. This is saying, church, we got to do better, because we got people that's sitting up in church and they're not getting it. We got people that's sitting up in church, and I don't know, every church may not be preaching the gospel. We see that already. You see, that's obvious. You see, that's obvious by people's behavior and their choices. And if we could keep making negative choices or operating bad behavior, that means, what are we getting? Now, I'm not going to say that some people, everybody has a personal responsibility, so some people could be sitting up in church and the pastor could be teaching the uncompromisable Word of God, and if people are not getting it, if people are not taking time to self-study, if people are not taking time to prepare, then yes, these are people that are not getting it, and they have no reflection on the shepherd of that building. But I'm saying to us is that we need to know the Word for ourselves, and we need to know it by the Spirit, not just the letter. We need to be able to see on the inside, and you often hear me say that we need to get it on the inside so that we can manifest it on the outside. And I don't know if that just sounds like a cute cliche, but again, think of the sun, Jesus, as the renewable energy that we are to reflect. He's supposed to be a reflection of us in our lives. When we walk around, and if you think about how the solar energy is, where it says these panels that have mirrors reflect off the sunlight, and it draws and it becomes energy. And then that energy is stored up and it's reusable. It converts. So that sunlight then drains, stores up, and it converts to energy, electricity, heat. Same thing with God in us, the Son of God. That becomes our energy. We should be like panels in the mirror, and he should be a reflection. We should be drawn from his reflection. So now when people look at us, they should see what? Exactly. When people look at us, if we're spending time in the sun, if you're spending time in the sun, S-O-N, meaning you're spending time in the sun, you're spending time in prayer, you're spending time in praise, you're spending time in worship, you're spending time in the word. Guess what? When you come out of that, you're going to look like the sun. Believe me, you're going to look like the sun because you become a reflection of the very thing that you gave your attention to. These panels are giving their attention towards the sun, S-U-N. And as a result of these panels and these mirrors reflecting the sun and these panels giving their attention, because they have to be in the direction of the sun. So let's think of these panels like us. We're panels, and we're supposed to be giving our attention towards the sun because that's where we draw energy. That's where we get our revelation. That's where we get our dreams and our visions and our ideas. That's where we get the ability to forgive. That's where we get the strength to not be offended towards everything. That's where we get the strength to not be defensive towards everything. That's where we get what we need. And when we're not spending that time, we begin to get drained. Another thing about solar energy, solar energy on cloudy, gloomy days does not get any energy. It's only energy by the sunlight, daylight hours, that builds energy. And because if it's reflective of a daylight hour, and let's say the daylight hour is 12 hours in the day, you're getting daylight. It's building the energy. And it's building this energy at a rapid rate in order for it to be able to maintain through the night when the dark hours come. Get it? Ooh, Jesus. Did you get that? It builds enough energy during the sunlight hours that when the dark hours of the day come, it has enough energy to get it through the night. And that's what Jesus is supposed to be to us. We're supposed to spend so much time with Jesus, so much time in the sun, that we get enough energy that when those dark hours come in our life, when those dark times come, we're supposed to have enough energy that's going to take us through that storm. Because when the weather is bad and the weather is gloomy and the weather is stormy, those panels do not draw energy. They're supposed to draw energy for what's already in them from the days that were good days. Amen? So when we go through sickness, when we go through disease, when we go through death, when we go through destruction, when we go through the president-elect, when we go through the councilman-elect, when we go through the troubled person that want to go up in the school and shoot students, when we go through the trafficking of young girls that's disappearing because somebody want to use them and use their bodies, when we go through the drug addiction and the alcohol, when we go through divorce, and when we go through stagnancy, and when we go through disobedient children, and when we go through cheating spouses, when we go through that stuff, we're supposed to have enough energy stored up from the sun, S-O-N, that's going to carry us through. We're supposed to be able to speak the word to those situations. Do we always get it? No, we don't always get it. But this is what God is telling us on tonight. Let's get it. Get that renewable energy. Plug in, tune in to the sun, and get what you need that's going to be able to get you through some of these trying times, because the trying times are going to come. The dark days are going to come. It's not going to always be light outside. The sun is not going to always shine. But guess what? If you have enough energy for those sunny days, from those sunny days, then guess what? You could still shine in the darkness. You could still shine on in a dark night. If you ever seen a solar panel light, and we all seen them, a solar panel light, woo! It draws the energy from the day. You don't see that light on during the sunlight hours. A lot of cities right now have their lights solar panel because it's inexpensive. And so during the day, this is just a light pole. It has no illumination. It's just there. Most of the time, we don't even notice it. But guess what? As soon as darkness falls, what happens? That light shines, glory to God. It shines, and it shines through the night. It becomes a beacon. It shows people, it gives people direction. It gives light. It illuminates areas. It tells you, no, don't go that way. There's no light. Follow the light. Go this way. Go this way. And we see these lights pop on just at dusk. Just at dusk, these lights begin to flicker. And they begin to come on. And that's the light that's inside of us. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the very presence of God in our lives. He's supposed to begin to flicker in them dark times. And we've blown it. And Father God, we know we've blown it. And that's where repentance come in at. That's when we can say, Lord, forgive me. I've blown it. Because I haven't always been a light in the dark. I've let darkness overtake me. I let the cares of this world overtake me. The weight of the cares of this world have burdened me down. And I haven't been able to move. I'm shackled. I feel shackled. And I haven't been a light in the dark, Lord. But we could repent and we could ask the Lord to renew a right spirit, to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit in us. We could ask the Lord to forgive us for not trusting him, for not standing on his word, for not speaking his word in those dark places. We could ask the Lord to forgive us for not spending time to connect, to reflect, to draw the energy through his word that we need, that will be a storehouse for us so that we could be a light, so that we could guide others through the darkness that need light. We could ask for forgiveness. It's called repentance. Just repent. He said he's faithful and just to forgive. So he said, ask for forgiveness. Repent. Turn away from. If you haven't been spending time, start spending time. If you haven't been praying, start praying. If you haven't been worshiping, start worshiping. Start praising. If you haven't been doing those things, start doing them. Renew your energy. Build up a supply so you could be prepared for the next dark season. Because I'm guaranteeing you, this is sure as I'm speaking, just as sure as you can hear my voice, another dark season is going to come. And you could speak all the words of affirmation that you want to speak. And you could pay your tithes. And you could do all the things you think you could do. But I'm going to tell you, those dark days come. And the difference between a dark day coming and a person that's filled up and has the energy on the inside, the light shining on the inside so they could reflect on the outside, and the difference between a person that's empty is a huge difference. Because when them storms come, if you empty, guess what? They're going to take you. And, I mean, you could get back up because God said he will never leave us nor forsake us, but I'm going to tell you, they're going to toss you to and fro. The winds and the waves of the storms of life, they could toss us to and fro. And sometimes people come out with the wounds of that storm. People come out with the wounds, and you can look at a person and say, man, they done been through some stuff. But that's okay. What I'm saying to you today, you could prepare. If you were obedient today to tune into this show, if you were obedient today to listen in, if you were obedient today to get this word, see, a lot of people don't want to tune in because it's Coach D. Who is she? What authority does she speak by? And see, sometimes people don't want to tune in because they stuck on some human stuff. They stuck on some other stuff that ain't got nothing to do with God. See, this is not my word. This is God's word, and this is the Spirit of God, and I'm just going to be a willing vessel, and I'm going to submit to the leading of what he has for you today, and you can receive it, or you may not receive it, but for those of us that receive it, guess what? The next storm to come along, we'll be able to handle it better. Now, I've broken it down to you. I brought you some tangible things that you could apply based on solar energy, and we converted that solar energy and see how the solar energy is dealing with the sun, S-U-N, and how those panels and those mirrors pull from that sun to gain the energy, and then that energy to gain the power, and then that energy is converted to electricity where it could be used. We then convert that to say the sun, S-O-N, the Son of God. We are supposed to do the same thing as believers. We are supposed to be panels. We're panels, and we're supposed to be a reflection of Him. We're supposed to spend so much time in His presence, so much time in His presence, that we're building up. We're building up a storehouse. We're building up enough praise. We're building up enough energy. We're building up enough word so that when it comes time to speak to those storms in our lives, we'll be able to do that. And even in the midst of the sun, we'll be a beacon light. I mean, in the storm, we'll be a beacon light. We'll still shine. People won't even know what you're going through, but you're going through something. But most people won't even know what you're going through because, like they say, you don't look like what you've been through. Amen? We want to get to a point where we're people that don't look like what we've been through because we have been in the presence of the sun. In the presence of the Son. In Philippians chapter 3, verse 14 tells us this: I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, I would suggest that if you're listening in on tonight, get you a quick pen, because I'm going to give you some scriptures. And these scriptures, if you don't do nothing else, some people are not readers. Some people are just not readers. I've heard people say, man, I tried to read the Bible, and I start reading it, and I fall asleep. I start reading it, and I get distracted. Well, I want to encourage you today. You know, start small. Find some scriptures pertaining to the situation and circumstance that you're going through, and then begin to meditate on those scriptures. Read the scripture. Repeat the scripture. Read the scripture. Repeat the scripture. Pray on the scripture and allow that scripture to get in your spirit, because what that scripture is going to do is that when you're going through something, your spirit is going to remind you of that scripture and you can begin to speak it. So I would suggest or recommend to you that I got about five scriptures that I want to read to you. And I want you to jot them down. You don't have to go through your Bible now. If you have your Bible with you, go through it. Because I always tell people, when you call in and you listen to my show, whether it be me bringing something, a word, or I have a guest that's bringing it, I always tell my listening audience, you better be able to verify and qualify. Verify that the scripture that I'm saying is the right scripture and qualify it. How you qualify it? Later on, open up your Bible. Go to that book. Go to that chapter, go to that verse, and see if it said what I said it said. And then see if you get the same revelation I get from it, or maybe you might get a different revelation. Ask God to give you revelation knowledge of His word so it won't just be the letter, but that it'll be the very presence of the Spirit of God revealing to you what He needs you to get out of His word. Because everybody don't get the same revelation. My revelation is my revelation, and I'm sharing it with you. My revelation may end up being your revelation, too, but maybe it's not. It don't make my revelation wrong. But I'm reading the Word of God, and the Word of God, what God has for me is for me. What God has for you is for you. So first we're going to start with Philippians chapter 3, verse 14, and it says, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, we got different translation, so don't get boggled down with, my Bible didn't just say that exact word. I would suggest, I would suggest that when I give you scriptures, go to King James, go to the King James Version and read it from there. That's really kind of the, the other translations are good for, they're good. They help you with understanding. Probably King James is one of the oldest translations. And so I would always recommend King James. And then if you need more clarity, you might want to get into the NIV to just give you a little bit more clarity. Being careful, because one word change could change the whole meaning of it. And that's why I said just go to King James. And then King James, it says, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So so that scripture, I'm telling you, because I want you to continue to press on. I want you to continue to move forward. I want you to continue to do what you need to do as reference to what God has called you to. Amen? And so, sorry about the background noise that you all can hear. I want to apologize for the phone ringing in the background. Unfortunately, I can't stop it, but hopefully that's not a distraction. So then we're going to go to Hebrew 12. Chapters 1 and 2, and it states that, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Another encouraging scripture. When things get tough, when we get drained, when we feel empty, when we want to just quit, when our energy is drained and we need to be renewed, this is just telling us that everything that's a heavy weight for us. And right now, I believe some of the heavy weight for us is the fact that we are consumed with TV. We're consumed with the news. We're consumed with what's going on. Yes, you want to be aware, especially with bombs dropping and wars. You want to be aware, but be careful, because especially for those who are sensitive in the spirit, because those kind of things grieve our spirits and it keeps us uneasy and it becomes a heavy weight for us. So my thing would be for you is that maybe you're an intercessor. Maybe you have the gift of intercessory prayer. If you do, begin to intercede. If you're watching this stuff because you need to know what's going on so you'll know what to pray for, then great. Do what you need to do. Do what you've been called to do. Watch it. See. Pray. Intercede. Great thing. Some of us don't have the gift of intercession. And so if you don't, you might want to be careful what you're giving your attention to, what you're subjecting your gaze through. So, and I say this because every day on social media, what I see is a flood of people talking about what they don't agree with, what they don't like as it pertains to political things. And so it grieves me to a certain extent, because I think everybody have a right to communicate what you want to communicate on your page. It's your page. And I know how to delete or unfollow or do whatever I need to do so that I don't get sucked into the negativity of it. But what I do is I pray for those people that's so consumed and so taken by what's going on, because when you can't serve two masters. You cannot serve two masters. You can't serve God and man. And I say that to say that when we got our focus on man, and what man is not doing, and what man is doing, then guess what? You can't focus on that and focus on God. You only can do one or the other. So his word said we can't serve two masters, but then his word also goes on to say that we're neither hot nor cold, but we're lukewarm. We're on the fence. And because we are lukewarm, he'll spew us out. Lukewarm. You know, have you ever had a drink that's supposed to be cold, and it's not cold, and like some lemonade, some cold, refreshing lemonade? What does lukewarm lemonade taste like? It's not that pleasing. But let's say you want a hot cup of Java, some coffee. And you know, people that's coffee drinkers, they want it the hotter the better. What does lukewarm coffee taste like? Ooh, you get it? So it sounds like anything that's lukewarm is not good. Either it need to be cold or it need to be hot. But lukewarm? So we need to be careful, again, what we're giving our attention to, what we're spewing out of our mouths, so that we don't get discouraged, so that we don't want to sit down on this race, because the things of this world could be very discouraging. It could be very damaging. It could be very destructive. It comes with disease and disorder. And so you want to be careful. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Another encouraging scripture is telling you that if you keep fighting, even when life gets hard, even when life knocks you down, even when life sends you through some stuff, even when you not, even sometimes when you feel like you've blown it, even sometimes you might feel like you wasn't a good representation of who Christ really is. Get back up. Repent. Not just speak the word, but a repentant heart is a heart that's turned towards God. A heart that turns away from that thing and is turned towards God and has a willingness to follow and be obedient. Amen. 1 Corinthians. And before I go to 1 Corinthians, I want to go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 7. And I want to bring this up because this, I feel like, applies to many of us. Many of us believers who, who go hard for Jesus, go hard for the gospel, go hard, we out there. And Galatians kind of warns us, and it says in chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "You were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth?" And I want to speak that scripture because I want us to be careful. I want us to be careful that we don't allow the cares of this world to begin to hinder our truth, that will begin to switch what we believe. You know what I'm saying? Where we're running good for Christ, we're not going to be moved. We're only going by what the Word of God say, what the Bible say, and that's it. And then you start getting these little voices in your ears. You turn on the TV, you hear people speaking against Christianity. You turn on this and you hear people say, disbelief. You get this, oh no, we are the this, and we are the new this, and we are the new that, and this is really the way it's supposed to go, and that's not really the way it's supposed to go, and you've been lied to, and that's the slave master's belief, and they got you to believe this because they brainwashed you. You start hearing all this stuff. Woo, the Antichrist spirit is already released. We waiting for a man. We waiting for a look. It's already here, babies. The Antichrist is already here. The spirit is here, and it's on the earth, and it's moving rapidly. It's moving rapidly. News alert. Stop. You sitting up here waiting and looking. You waiting to see somebody's forehead with 666 on it. A forehead with 666, and I said it like that. I said it like that, forehead. I didn't say forehead. Forehead. You're looking for this stuff. It's already here. So be aware. Be aware that you don't get confused, that you don't get sucked into false doctrine. The Antichrist spirit is here. Don't be careful. And those listening in, if you didn't know, now you know. MCD Network and this series of broadcasts, it's a Christian-owned and operated network. So the word that goes forth out of this network is the gospel of Jesus Christ. I won't never speak against another religion. I'm not gonna speak to you directly against your sin. That's not what I'm gonna do here. But what I am gonna do is I'm going to teach the word of God, because the word of God is productive, it's life, it's powerful. And the word of God, when it's taught raw, when it's taught uncompromised, the word of God transforms. It changes lives. It changes situations. It heals the sick. It raises the dead. And that's real. That's all I gotta do is continue to teach the word of God in love, and as I continue to teach the word of God in love, guess what? People's going to be changed. People's lives are going to change, and that's not because of Coach D, because Coach D can't add nothing to or take nothing away from the word of God. It's the word of God that has the transforming power. Amen. So Again, Galatians chapter 5, verse 7, you were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? Be careful that you're not being hindered and that you're obeying the truth. And lastly, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. And let me just make sure, I want to make sure I'm reading. I know I've been skipping from NIV to over to King James, to, but I want to read this one in King James. I want to read it in its most rarest form. This is almost like Bible study tonight. I just pray that you all are being blessed by what you hear on tonight, that has really encouraged you, that has empowered you to move forward, to not give up, to not lay down. I know we all get weary, you know, and just that you'll just be ready to move forward and continue this race. You know, the closer that we get towards the end, you know, I don't know if you know, I used to run track in my younger years, and I was a sprinter. I'm not a long-distance runner. I was not a long-distance runner. And long-distance running has its benefits, you know, because this life, this walk that I've chosen to walk, it's not a sprint. It's a long distance. You gotta pace yourself, and you gotta be, you know, you gotta eat properly. You gotta get your proper rest. You gotta do all the proper things. You gotta spend the time so that you can run this race, because it is a long distance race. It's not a sprint, and so we want to make sure that we're able to. It'd be nothing worse than going on a cross country run, and you've ran for years at a decent pace, only to get right before the finish line and lay down. It's nothing worse than that. And any athlete could probably tell you, and I'm talking from a runner, but I would think that's any athlete, to get that close to winning and to lay down, to give up, to die a self-inflicted death. Nothing is worse than that. So I want to inspire you today. I want to encourage you today to keep running this race. Don't stop. Don't quit. Don't lay down. Keep going. When you need to be encouraged, take some time. Rejuvenate. Reflect. Spend time in the sun, in the daylight hours. Spend time in the sun. Store up for those dark days, because they're going to come, and you're going to need the energy so that your light can flicker. All the energy that's used from the day, that was charging up those things from the day, they begin to shine their brightest at night. That's when they begin to shine, is in the dark. And our problem is, as believers, is we're not shining in the dark, and we need to start shining again. And the only way we can shine again is by plugging into the sun, S-O-N, getting in his presence, oh, Lord, in his word. Begin to renew our renewable energy, so when the storm comes, the darkness is coming, whoop, but I'm shining like a light in the darkness. Amen. So 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27 tells us, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. Self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not within... as not without aim. So I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not beating the air, but I discipline my body and I make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. Woo! I'm going to read that again. I got to read that again. Now I'm going to read it in the King James Version. You need to get that part. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, it talks about self-discipline. That's something that we lack a lot. We lack a lot. Why I say we? Because I'm just as guilty. self-discipline, be a master of your emotions, not allowing the cares and the stuff of this world to cause you to lose character, to cause you to taint your testimony, to cause you to have a dim light or no light at all. Amen? So it tells us, do you not know? No, let me make sure this is King James Version. Bear with me, and then we're going to close out, but I just want to make sure this is the King. Okay, here it is, King James Version, 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Verses 24 through 27. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we and uncorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, and I bring it unto subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be cast not away. So in other words, we could be preaching, we could be doing all these things, we could be doing all this stuff, and if we're not disciplined, oh, Jesus, if we're not disciplined, if we're not mastering our emotions, if we all over the place and using terms like God knows my heart, you can't judge me. And you guys know the terms. We hear it all the time. You see it all up and down your social media page because people want to use that as an excuse to do what they want to do. I'm going to tell you, you can't judge me because I'm going to cuss somebody out. I'm going to tell you, you can't judge me because I want to cheat on my taxes. I'm going to tell you, God knows my heart, but he know I need this money, so I'm supposed to sue this brother. I'm supposed to sue this sister because I need this money. I'm fixing to run this insurance scam because I need this money. I'm going to flood out the house and file a claim. I'm saying some stuff, and it might be stepping on some folks' toes. You know, I'm not naive. I've been around the corner a few times. I know how we get down. And God saying he ain't pleased. He ain't pleased with how we get down. He ain't pleased that little bitty things that we see as irrelevant. We'll go into the store, give a woman a five, and get 20 back in change, walk out the store, and know she gave us $19 too much, and we'll walk out, go get in our car, and say, oh, Lord, thank you for blessing me. That wasn't a blessing. That was a test. It was a test of your integrity. Are you going to let that girl possibly lose her job because her drawer is going to be short at the end of the day? Or are you going to take back that money and bless her so that God could bless you down the line for your good intentions and your integrity? We got to get it right. Amen? We got to get it right, and we got to get it right. And the way that we get it right is simply one way and one way only, and this is the truth. Most of us that have spent time with the Son, S-O-N, we know when we're out of character. We know when we're unbalanced. We know when things are not going right in our lives. And generally it's normally because our energy is depleted because we're not spending enough time, because we're letting life get us, life has gotten busy for us. And so now life begins to consume us. We're not spending enough time, and our energy is being depleted. And we need renewable energy. And how we get the renewable energy? Through the word, through worship, through prayer, through praise. That's how we renew our energy. That's how we get filled back up. That's how we get back on track. So my prayer is for you on tonight that you will renew your energy, that you will get back on track, that you will continue to run this race that's been set before you, that you will be disciplined to run the race that's set before you, that you will not allow any other untruths to cause you to question your truth or hinder you from your truth, but that you will continue to press towards the mark of the high prize and the upward call of God, which is in Christ Jesus. So, Father, I thank you for each person who listened on tonight. I thank you for the word that went forth, Father God, a rhema word. Father God, I pray that that word has converted in the lives of those listening, that it has given them the push, that it's given them the encouragement, that it's given them the empowerment that they need to continue this race. Father God, that we all will be better athletes in the kingdom, that we will all be better runners, that we will all be more disciplined, Father God, that we will all continue to stay plugged in, to draw from you, the Son, so that we have this renewable energy that never depletes. So we just say thank you, Father God, for your word on tonight. We thank you for showing up. We thank you for showing out. We thank you for revelation knowledge. And we thank you, Father God, that tomorrow is a new day, that it is a new morning, and your mercies are new. We thank you for your grace sufficient. And we thank you, Father God, that we have the ability to repent, that we have the ability to ask for forgiveness, that we have the ability to turn it around. And, Father God, that we have the ability, because you're waiting with open arms, for us to run, to renew, to replenish, and to rejoice. We thank you. In Jesus' name, I want to thank each and every one for tuning in tonight to this episode of Processing the Pain, Renewable Energy. The link will be available in about an hour. If you missed any of parts of the show and you would like to hear the show in its entirety, please feel free to click on to the link and listen to tonight's show. We ask that you continue to join us every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for Woman to Woman, as we continue to bring you topics and guests that are important to women. We're starting to find with Woman to Woman that is not just a show for women, that we're getting just as many men that are beginning to listen in and are being blessed by the information that's going forth. So continue to tune in, men. If you don't want to tune in, but you have a woman that's in your life, sister, wife, fiance, whatever, that you think could benefit from it, have them tune in on Tuesday evenings. And then again on Thursday evenings, we have Processing the Pain with yours truly, Coach D, also at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're excited. We got some things that's coming up in the very near future, and I can't speak on it now, but I believe that we're going to be bringing some more broadcasts to MCD Network. And so I'm looking forward to the manifestation of those things. So, again, we appreciate you. Know that you are loved and appreciated, and we continuously thank you for your support. Have a good night.
Surrender.